The whole world was shocked. Mourning Londoners covered the pavement in front of the Kensington Palace and Buckingham Palace with flowers. TV and radio programs were postponed in many countries. They broadcast the reports from Paris. Lots of people cried. Charles and the rest of the royal family learned about the accident at night in their Scottish residence, Balmoral. It was a very difficult task for Charles to tell his sons about their mother's death. The boys were still half asleep and could hardly understand the full, harsh truth. The family went to a mourning service like nothing had happened. Diana's name wasn't mentioned at the service. The Queen did not know what to do. She did not want to give a state funeral because Diana wasn't a member of the family anymore. But people were angry with her for not showing enough sorrow. She finally had to admit there would be a special ceremony for a remarkable woman. She also had to order to lower the flag to half-mast in Buckingham Palace. Charles flew to Paris with Diana's sisters to bring Diana's body back to England. On the evening before the funeral, the Queen gave a speech about Diana on TV, in which she thanked everybody who paid tribute to this extraordinary woman. The funeral took place on Saturday, 6th of September, 1997. All the shops in London were closed on that day, and the planes were only allowed to fly high enough not to disturb the silence that ruled the city. The funeral procession left from Kensington Palace a few minutes after 11 o'clock. The death bell from Westminster Abbey rang for the first time. It would ring every minute until the procession reached Westminster Abbey. Diana's coffin was placed on a 90-year-old gun carriage. The blue, red, gold royal standard lay on the coffin, and it was decorated with white flowers, roses with little Harry's letter attached, lilies from Diana's brother, and tulips from William. After an hour, the procession reached Buckingham Palace. The Queen, her children apart from Charles and several ladies-in-waiting, stood at the gate. The Queen bowed once before the coffin and returned to the palace. At Charles's residence, St. James Palace, Prince Charles, both sons, the Queen's husband Philip and Diana's brother, Charles joined the procession.